You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Norma Martinez. A federal appeals court has upheld a Texas law requiring the display of the Ten Commandments in every public school classroom in the state. The ruling has significant implications for long-established ideas of the separation of church and state. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider reports.
The Fifth Circuit judges ruled 9-8 that the Texas law does not violate the First Amendment to the Constitution, either in its prohibition of government-established religion or its protection for the free exercise or non-exercise of religion. Charles Rocky Rhodes teaches constitutional law at the University of Missouri.
It seems, based on the Fifth Circuit's interpretation here, pretty much anything else that the government wants to do to acknowledge religion is going to be acceptable.
The ACLU and other organizations representing the plaintiffs challenging the Texas law say they anticipate asking the Supreme Court to reverse the Fifth Circuit's ruling. I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
The school board for San Antonio's Judson ISD has terminated the superintendent contract of Milton Fields, effective immediately with no further pay. The board voted 4-3 Tuesday after the former superintendent withdrew his request for a third-party hearing. Laura Stanford was one of the three trustees that wanted to let Fields resign instead.
It's a shame that in our system it's very expensive to prove your innocence. And that's a shame, because I would have liked to have seen this gone to a hearing.
Board President Monica Ryan says it was Fields' choice not to have a hearing.
Dr. Fields was presented an opportunity to be deposed and answer all of the questions, and he declined. And then he requested the hearing, and he withdrew it. That was not the board.
Ryan took the unusual step of reading a list of reasons for Fields' termination for the public record. Those allegations included failure of fiscal oversight and a failure to report allegations of child abuse. San Antonio Spurs superstar Victor Wembanyama is in concussion protocol after a fall early in Game 2 of the Spurs playoff series with the Portland Trail Blazers. Wembanyama went down in the second quarter. He lost his balance while driving to the basket and went down face first. Spurs head coach Mitch Johnson says Wembanyama's status for Game 3 is uncertain.
I just know he has a concussion and he's in the protocol, and we'll obviously take the proper and appropriate steps.
The Spurs dropped a big fourth-quarter lead and lost to the Trail Blazers 106-103. Game 3 is on Friday in Portland. Fiesta San Antonio has its own royalty and a longtime tradition parodies those nobles with some comedic satiric coronations of their own. Celia Aranda reports.
Coronation features about a dozen comedic skits with extravagant costumes, all centered on this year's theme, the court of radical highfalutin royals. The show runs alongside Fiesta's official coronation, offering a humorous contrast to the city's pageantry. Scriptwriter Jesse Mata, a former King Anchovy, says the event gives people a chance to laugh at the world around them.
I think coronation serves as a relief valve. You have an opportunity, a freedom to poke fun at the establishment, at the elite. And so we take this as an opportunity to help the community deal with the stress of everyday life.
The tradition began in 1951 and has since grown into a vaudeville-style satire show that supports charities, including LGBTQ organizations and HIV/AIDS prevention efforts. This year's King Anchovy is Marty Schlesinger, who says the show continues to evolve.
At the same time, it's nice to see that there are so many people throughout the full spectrum of our community that support this openly and healthfully. I'm grateful to be a part of this and to be brought into the coronation world. I hope that this isn't my first and last show.
Coronation runs through Thursday with evening performances at the Empire Theater. I'm Celia Aranda in San Antonio.
Dear friends.
And you can see some behind-the-scenes photos from Coronation at tpr.org. You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Norma Martinez.